question.
I don't know.
I want to have a beer with Jonessa Perez.
Go to every NHL arena.
Bobby.
I want to go to a Tri-Net football game in Odessa, Texas.
Net.
$1 million before I'm 40. What you say? What's up? Huh? You take it outside.
Okay, Peter.
I'm go backpacking across Europe.
There's so many.
Smart.
go to my grandpa's hometown in Italy.
Sharon.
I would like to see all the wonders of the world at some point.
Ben. Something that was on my bucket list until this weekend was to survive a party in Mankato.
I think it would be cool to fly an airplane.
I think probably backpack across East Asia.
Run a marathon.
Eric.
Teach my son how to shoot a gun.
You got the sun. Listens to stuff.
Go to every land that my ancestors are from.
Have an Airedale named Bruce and present at a game industry conference.
Have a what?
An Airedale is a type of dog.
Like earbud.
It's a terrier.
Okay.
It's not really like not a terrier.
I like to travel without having any plans.
Adam.
I would like to canoe the Mississippi.
Dan.
Not too crazy, but I want to earn my PhD.
Tom.
It's kind of like a two-parter. First, I want George R. R. Martin to finish the Song of Fire and Ice and Fire series, and then I want to read them multiple times. And, I mean, he might die. We don't know. It's,
To die in the Scottish Highlands is a long backstory behind it. It's a lot less melodramatic than it sounds.
Literally the last
time.
Wow.
I think do as extensive as a biblical tour of the Holy Land.
To see the Big Five on safari in Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm a director.
Saw the Big Five.
I don't know.
Jealous.
I'm
jealous.
Okay, we'll move on to approval of the minutes from April 7th, 2014. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Any discrepancies? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of approving the minutes from April 7th, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? Minutes approved. We'll move on to community comment. Is there anyone here for community comment?
We are.
Great.
Hi, so I'm Joe and this is Kelly. We're both peer assistants. And we come in the happy position of having missed our budget deadline. And we know exactly where that puts us, and we are obviously here to try to spark a conversation to have those reconsidered. Now, the PAs operate as a block budget, and we haven't missed our deadline in a very long time, and so it's not a very happy place that we find ourselves in right now because we operate a lot outside of when Senate's going to reconvene again. So as it stands right now, this money is really important to us so we can do stuff during orientation. As of right now, we're not doing Can I Kiss You because we can't get it funded if it's not all put together. So we're just here to spark a conversation and see if we can make it consider.
At this time, you may ask questions, but we will not have discussion during community comment. So are there any questions for the PAs? Questions? Same.
Why did you miss, or like how did you end up missing the deadline?
Yeah, so that was my bad. I had been gone over spring break, and, well, first of all, I had gone to the meeting late, one of the forum meetings. Eric Fulton was going to represent two organizations, both the PAs and, I don't know, some other thing, and so he called me when he realized he couldn't, so I came to the meeting late, and so I don't know if I missed something in that, but I was gone over spring break, didn't check my email until I got back, and we had missed the deadline, so, yeah, pretty much on me.
Comes with some of the more creative excuse we wanted to, but we know we missed a critical deadline, and that's why we're here.
Any other questions for the PAs at this time? Yes, Senator Grash.
How much of your orientation week programming depends on money from Student Senate?
There's a good chunk. I think Mike's around $8,000, so there's no way to be able to fund anything like that. Inside school materials, little skits we do at the beginning. I'd guess around 8,500 to 9,000, which would account for about 40% of what we spend during the year.
Yield.
Other questions for the PAs?
Can you tell us what the PA office does and how it benefits the kids community?
Sure.
So obviously you know that we do stuff during orientation, as we've mentioned, along with the greeters and the CF, so we're a major part of orientation. Other things we do throughout the year, we do sponsor Midnight Express, and at the end of the year we're also doing stress-free finals, so putting on events for students to hopefully help them with stress management. We really promote well-being and healthy lifestyle choices, so we do various workshops like ACEs for people who may have gotten alcohol violations, and we educate them on just what the correct alcohol amounts are for a serving of wine or a shot. And other workshops, we do Sex in the Dark, so we can refer students to resources like health services, as well as SART. So I think we're definitely encouraging healthy lifestyles, and we're also a resource for students on campus, and hopefully a comfortable people to come talk to if you have an issue.
Workshop hubs too. Especially during first-term seminars, and then with CFs and residential life. And then we do various events throughout the year that can kind of change up. We've been doing walk mile in our shoes the last couple years with the high heels, and so it changes from year to year. But the last few years, orientation's been pretty constant. Inside Scoop and Can I Kiss You are a big speaker.
Other questions for the PAs at this time? Are there any other questions? Questions. Would you like to say anything before I close community comment?
We missed a critical deadline. We're not going to pretend otherwise. And we're excited to hear your response.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else here for community comment? Community comment? Okay. See, and then we'll move on. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Thank you.
We'll move on to old business. And we'll start with application.
Wonderful.
And I'll turn it to co-presidents.
So last Thursday, we had a Q&A session in Courtyard Cap to address any questions campus may have about the Dive Renovation Project. All zero attendees did not have any questions for us. So we figured that we would quick run through the materials that Campus Activities Office has prepared. That has some of the actual images of what the project looks like, some of the frequently asked questions, so that way that if you encounter questions as senators, that you'll have a bit more information. the design. So if you want to see it, that is where they are for sure located, on the windows of the Campus Activities Office. Yes.
I'll put the floor for questions as we go. If anyone would like to have questions, if anyone has questions.
Or just sit or try to get my attention and let you.
Okay.
I'm just wondering, I can't remember from the plans, are there going to be more bathrooms or more bathroom like stalls?
There will be gender neutral bathrooms,
okay.
So it'll be more. They are.
Can you go back?
Yeah. So they will be, from my understanding, these areas right here.
There's just going to be two single person restrooms, two single gender neutral bathrooms.
They're gender neutral, but I don't know if they're necessarily single.
I can check for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, there's lots of people, and already there's like two bathrooms. I don't know. I was wondering.
I imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, Jonas, I imagine that there might be, based on the occupancy rate, a number of bathrooms that must be available if that increases. So I would assure there's some, I would imagine there's some sort of code that dictates that it works.
Yeah, and the code would be related to the building, but given that there's only an option is the upstairs of the building, then I would think that, that downstairs would then have to play a part in meeting code. So,
is the gender neutral bathroom, so those the final say, or can that be changed at all? Like, so there's only going to be two bathrooms, and they're going to be gender neutral. Like,
I don't think that I don't think we know how many bathrooms there's going to be.
Right.
I think we'll have to look at that before you.
Awesome.
Just another view of what the seating arrangement and the stage arrangement will be. So as you can see the windows in the back, that's if you were kind of standing at the current food area in quotation marks, and looking at out the bay window area.
And that like cityscape is a projector as if they're like showing a movie.
We're building a metropolis behind the nine. So again, this is just highlighting the reuse of the tiles. So there have been a lot of concerns actually from students who they like the legacy, the heritage of the dive tile, especially talking with about their I've met a lot of swimmers and I've met a lot of legacy students whose parents were at the dive that really liked the idea of incorporating the tile back into keeping that element alive.
So is are you saying that the tiles is that red stuff? Then is that my understanding? Okay. Okay.
Where's the dance floor?
Oh, we can go.
It's where the tables are.
Yeah. So those will be moved on Friday nights.
Yes.
And the stage too is where.
The stage.
There will be some.
That's on the top, right?
Yeah.
Oh
no!
Oh.
Okay.
Stage here.
Yeah.
Dance floor here.
Okay.
All that
is
seating
is
easily moved.
Yeah, it's
really.
So the stage is not taking just
the
side.
Side.
No, just that side part is moving.
Can I ask another question? No? Okay.
Yeah.
So, who's seating in fireplace room?
Which side is that on?
Left side.
The booth seating, I think, is from...
It's on the right side, and the fireplace is on the left.
Where it's kind of where they currently are.
Okay.
Yes.
Question about the fireplace. What type of fireplace is it? Like, is it gas or electric?
Or real?
I think it might be wood. Like,
it might be real.
Because we can check.
Yeah, because it's
usually you have to call campus safety and like light a fire on campus.
So there's a chimney there already?
I don't ask. We will ask for you.
I don't know if anybody has ever wanted more heat than that.
So if it's on the left side, there's a really good chance that there's there used to be a chimney.
Well, the digital flames are real.
And not Linner the old, not Linner the current, Linner CSL.
Okay.
So
they're pretty good.
What is the referendum? I think we're all familiar with this one. Timeline is flexible at this. At this point, we've heard that it might be ready by the end of J term, but it also might be ready somewhere within the spring semester because construction projects kind of tend to be a bit fluid with that timeline.
So if it is not completed until September 15th, 2015, would that mean we would not start paying for it until that year? Like, the sophomore this year, would I pay for it as a junior if it won't be open at all?
No, the fee won't be collected until the dive is ready to go.
Okay.
That was something that we already agreed to last year.
Okay, thank you.
Grocers.
I'm a little confused because I thought Andrea said that it would be done by spring semester next year.
Right.
That's not...
It is. This is okay. So it's saying the dive will be closed.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay, right. That's a little confusing. But it should be finished. What we understand is that it will be finished either late J term or sometime during the spring semester, depending on the timeline of the construction project, which we don't have.
Yeah, but it says that it will reopen in September, which is the fall of my junior year.
What?
That would be the fall of my junior year.
No, because you're just a first year student right now.
But is
yeah,
it
that's
still
so
be the
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be the next
September.
Year. That'd be
so
the
not
when after I graduate.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Junior. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's
wrong.
That's wrong.
No, it's
what's
not.
Your question?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wrong.
Yeah, sorry. What the proper completion time is, because people think it's next, like it'd be closed during the fall and like J term, and then it would possibly, most likely, be reopened in the spring of 2015. That says it'll be reopened in the fall of 2015, which is a big problem because I know people want it to be done right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if that's accurate, that changes this whole campaign.
And I don't think that's accurate.
Okay, that's what I want
to
know.
To tell you.
Okay, sorry.
Are there any other questions? Okay, we'll move on. While preserving the history of the of the important elements that students have thought are important to them. And food is a possibility, but not a possibility for next year. That'd probably be a 2 year out thing, as we've talked to Steve Shelgren about.
The reason, then, just quickly, is that you can get a meal option that has to begin at the beginning of the year with your contract, and so they can't offer food unless they have had that built into the contract at the fall. So juniors would for sure not see, there will not be food next year. They have to wait until.
Would student orgs still take precedent over other organizations on campus when reserving this new space?
I would imagine that because it is run by campus activities just as it is now, it would continue to be run.
I don't think there's any interest in changing that.
Yeah,
yeah, the answer is
okay.
Yes.
This kind of addresses what some of the current tenants of the student union would do during the renovation and after. And so it talks specifically about the WAS, the Women's Awareness Center, likely relocating to the den, and some staff offices being relocated around the campus center. And finally, Co-President Timmons and I both believe that this is a great project that past Senates have been working on, and we have been working on, and will offer a great medium-sized space for a lot of student organizations, and we see that as a big need on campus, as well as a student space to really call our own. We're outgrowing the courtyard half very quickly, and it'll be nice to have some place that we won't have to avoid during admissions tours that we can actually be proud of to call. Space on campus.
One large and very valid concern that we've heard from a few constituents is the idea that the board is spending monies on a renovation project, especially when we're all quite well aware of the budget constraints we're seeing. My response has been, personally, that the monies that would be spent on this come out of capital improvement monies. So it's monies that have to be spent on capital improvement. So, in all reality, a no vote on this does absolutely nothing to affect the budgets of a department or the budgets of athletics. Those monies that would be spent on the dive have to go to capital improvement. And so, I think we're all very well aware of the constraints that we have right now, but it's not as though these monies that would be spent on the dive are being taken away and further adding the constraint of department issues.
Senator Singh.
I've been saying that as well, but I've been hearing the argument that what about the $50 that we're paying from our, like, that's added onto our tuition as a separate fee? Like, that money could be going towards the other concerns that this campus has. So just putting that out there.
Just so I understand, so students are saying that they'd be happy to pay an additional $50 fee?
They haven't said that, but okay. They'd rather not be paying the $50 dive fee for the dive when money could be going towards things like the Chinese program or the Nordic team,
right,
or other things that are being cut.
And our response would be that a no vote, that money won't go anywhere, and it won't be coming from anything. It'll be coming from students' pockets, yes, but it won't be coming from any specific department or organization on campus. And that's why we specifically chose to have an increase rather than just taking it out of the student activities fee.
And I think of it as a student union space, as one that we can then use and market and promote as this is our student space on campus. As a tuition-based school, where tuition is really what is going to have an influence on our budget and change some of the issues and constraints we have, having a full class size, if we expect to have 700 students in each class size, I'm not saying that's the number, but if we expect that, having a space that we can use for improvement to ensure that we have 700 students, every single tool is going going to help the budget and help these issues far more than students who are put off by the dive that admissions will not allow tour guides to show. So that's there are a lot of moving parts, and there's a whole big picture, and I absolutely understand various perspectives, but.
Once the Hilster Museum moves over by the library, is there a like set in stone plan of what's going to happen with all of that space?
The current Hilster space?
Yeah.
There's ideas. There are ideas. I don't know if any of them are set in place, and I don't. We haven't discussed that because it's so far.
What I understand is that a lot of offices would shift and move, especially with Anderson, and so it seems like there would be a lot of possibilities for what could happen with that space. Do you have any other?
Well, so nothing will happen to Hillstrom until a gigantic gift shows up to build the new Hillstrom Museum / addition to the library.
Oh, they just did that preliminarily?
Yeah. Like that's not like that needs money first, and then once it has money, then the Hillstrom can move, and then once the Hillstrom can move, then there'll be a discussion about okay, well, what could go. But it's such a moot point to talk about what should go there until after somebody ponies up a big fat check to the college to pay for the addition. And you know, just like we always have plans. We always have directions that we're heading, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, like that's going to happen in your lifetime. It might though, you never know. I mean, like if somebody shows up with a gift,
come on, Brett,
then that would happen.
20 years.
So, are there any other questions?
Can you just clarify with Andrea the whole date thing for me, please? I mean, I know I don't think it's accurate, but I just want to make sure. So.
And I was thinking of that. I think there also might be the possibility that she might have been referring to dive dances.
Okay.
The dive. We'll make sure we clear up.
Okay. Thank you.
In regards to voting, will a non-vote count as a no vote?
You don't have the option to. You won't have the option to abstain because there was a vote. So in the past, last year, you had to vote. You had the option to vote for co-presidents and the option to vote for the dive. So you have the option then to vote for co-presidents, but you wanted to abstain from the vote in the dive. There's no need for an abstention because no is. It's no. It's yes or no. If you want to vote, you vote.
I'm saying if someone like just doesn't vote, like if they don't check their email or they don't.
No, that's not encountered within the vote.
Okay, so that doesn't count. Okay, so it's not like every student is accounted for. Every student's vote is accounted for, and if they don't choose to vote, it counts as a no.
As with all of our other votes, it is the percentages based on who votes.
Okay.
Yes.
What happens should the vote fail? Do you keep moving on with this next year, or do you
get that wrong? My personal beliefs are that it will be there will be more priorities and more concerns from a new president, a new administration. Time will have just moved too far past. I believe this is really the last chance in the next realistically decade. To get significant renovation done. I think if this fails, we can pursue slapping on some paint and facelift as much as possible. But it's also up to the discretion of the future Senate to decide whether or not they want to charge somebody or some office to continue to look at the dive. But I also believe that if it fails this time, my personal belief is that will be much more a confirmation of the student voice than the last vote. So I think the last vote, there was a lot of
confusion and lack of information and lack of education, I think a yes or a no this time around hopefully will be an informed and educated decision, and I will be more comfortable with that represented, fully representing the student voice.
Any other questions? Questions? Seeing none, then we'll move on to any.
Wait, hold up for discussion.
Seeing none, then we'll move on to any other old business. Is there any other old business? Co-president-elect Goldstein.
Yeah, just kind of on the discussion of the dive renovation, has there been any progress made on the chairs and lights committee, if that has been a thing this year? And is it possible to receive an update?
Senator Nigro?
Yeah, I am meeting with Andrea Genso tomorrow to talk about stuff, because the school is looking at changing some stuff in the courtyard cafe as well. So I want to make sure everything is coordinated.
Thank you.
Senator Roches.
This is kind of a comment in regards to the dive, but I personally feel, I've been talking with a lot of constituents this weekend as well as today, I personally feel that the morale of the students is that they are not educated on the dive renovation, so they have no idea what to vote for. And I know that was a problem last year, and I feel that it's still a huge problem. I mean, people have no idea what's happening, so they don't know what to do. And if we want, regardless of whether what our personal opinions are, we need to educate the students on this so that they can make the decision properly of what they want. And that needs to turn around right away. So I'm like suggesting dorm storms, whatever people want to do. I don't know. I just think that we need to step up our game in like the next day or two. So I yield.
Senator Rasmussen. We were planning on having it running on a loop on Thursday. We have not.
We didn't talk about it. What might happen is a body who isn't supposed to technically remain neutral on this, say CAB, a co-president of CAB or a PR chair of CAB, might potentially send this out, or potentially the Office of Campus Activities could potentially send it to the student L.
It probably would be better to come from Campus Activities office than CAB.
Okay.
If it's going to be approved for student L.
Senator Weiss.
I yield.
Chair Larson.
I yield.
Sienna.
In response to a previous senator, I kind of feel that like this time around, as opposed to last year, like we've tried to educate the student body as much as possible. But like co-president said earlier, when we had the forum on Thursday, no one showed up. So yeah, I don't really think that's our fault in terms of not educating them if they don't show up to forums and events that are supposed to educate them. Other than emailing them or having Facebook/social media bursts, I don't really know what else we can do to educate the students. And for students, even constituents that I've talked to who continue to say like they don't know what's going on, I told them the same thing. Like, we've put on multiple activities or multiple, events, and they haven't been, or the attendance has been relatively low. So, I mean, I'm definitely in favor of this, but there's not really much more I think we can do other than what has been suggested. If they're, as students are unwilling to go to these events and such, and without yield.
Senator Bergrath.
I'm just thinking that if the issue, I have a couple things to say, but if the issue is like attendance, like I never said this, but I wish it would have, if Student Senate would have sponsored a dive dance, like that would have been so cool. And you know what I mean? Just like doing events that students would want to go to, you know what I mean? To like really get the word out. Because when it's like dive renovation forum, like it's like, You know what I mean? Like, it's, you have to, especially when it's something like this that requires a student vote, you really have to meet them where they're at. And then also I heard from a concern from a constituent about the vote yes on the dive renovation that was sponsored by Student Senate, those posters. And I don't know how that works with our bios, but are we allowed to, like, tell them how to vote?
There's nothing in our bylaws that says anything against it. It's not necessarily in order, but not necessarily out of order within Robert's rules. We compensate. I mean, we realized that it should be neutral after all the materials had been produced, and so rather than throw away the large amounts of money that had spent on the posters and then have people go through and remove them and then have to wait another week for Res Life to post the posters, because we just felt that at that point it was the most respectful of what the resources had already been spent to just remain.
Will you yield to Jonas?
Yeah. So I think the other 2 cents that I would throw out to you is that if this matter were not going to the student body for a vote, I would feel more strongly about your need to represent your constituents. But the student body is going to make this decision, and thus I'm less concerned about you as individuals putting out your 2 cents for why, you know, why you might feel one way or the other about this. So just something for you to think about, like, you're not going to decide this. The student body is going to decide this. So I don't know why it would be a problem for you to say what you think.
Yeah, I feel like individually it's not a problem, but just like having a poster that's sponsored by Student Senate that says vote yes, and it wasn't a unanimous decision from Student Senate, you know what I mean? And if we aren't allowed individually to, like, to speak for the body, if that makes sense? Okay.
Yeah,
I
the controller.
Yes.
I do think it should be noted, however, that you should not be telling people how to vote when you're near the polling place.
Mm-hmm.
That's a conflict of interest that I think would should be avoided. Just that's how it works in elections normally. So.
Yeah, you'll see.
And there's also because we collaborate with CAB, so we did delegate some tasks to CAB and their personnel to create different marking materials, and so you'll see some that have CAP and Senate on it, and we didn't see those until those had already been produced as well. And so those are more CAP marking material, and the Senate seal is more, this is coming from Senate rather than Senate has approved this. So it was just, we wish on the CAP materials that the Senate seal had been placed on there, but they are been produced.
I just don't know how beneficial it would be to send out an entire PowerPoint. Maybe if we condense the points, maybe address some of the concerns in an email. If people are thinking about voting no or are unsure, maybe like, hey, this is why you should vote yes. Or if we want to say, if we don't want to say vote yes, just give them the facts and help them get more, you know, help them decide for themselves. Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Senator,
you certainly have the right to contact your constituents how you would feel best as well.
Mm-hmm.
And speak to them and suggest something that you would feel would be most beneficial to your constituents.
Is there any other discussion? Senator Weiss.
I guess, yeah, just like going off Senator Harbeck's point, like, I think is there a possibility that we could at least have the senators have access to this PowerPoint so that we can better facilitate giving information to our constituents?
Yes.
Sweet.
We can email it tonight.
Excellent.
Do you have a...
Is there any other discussion? Discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move on to any other... Oh, that was a discussion on old business. Okay, we'll move on to new business. Is there any new business? Speaker
Nigro. We had some distinguished individuals come and speak before us earlier, and I would also like to note that the problems of the PAs are not in just their problem. There's also an issue with DLC. So I move to charge the Finance Committee to accept the budgets of the PAs and DOC for recommendations as part of this year's spring budgeting process.
Second goes to Grotius. Is there a discussion on the motion? Senator Burgraff.
I just don't know, like, the rules of minutes. Can you charge a committee to, like, have to accept something again?
Would you yield to the parliamentarian?
Yeah.
Yes, because there's not, as far as I know, there is nothing in text that says this is the very last time until you can look at something. It's more of a precedent type of deal. So you can charge to this thing.
As I said, I think you could charge it if it was against the law, which is part of this.
Yeah.
Parliamentarian.
I would encourage after this to solidify this into some sort of bylaw, because they missed the deadline, and I realize the PAs and DLC are giant blockers that we need, but at the same time, that deadline was very clear and was made known to everyone a while back, so kind of avoiding the repercussions of missing a deadline doesn't bode well with me, so I would encourage people to submit some sort of bylaw or something that says that if you miss the deadline, you're out of luck. It's there for a reason.
Any other discussion on the motion? Controller Best.
In reference to a previous speaker, I am inclined to agree as well. As the person who set the deadline and was responsible for compiling budgets, normally I'd stay fairly hard line with wanting to adhere to the deadline, and if a group didn't turn in the budget on time, then they were out of luck. But however, considering that these are two very large organizations that do a lot of programming on campus and do a lot of beneficial activities, not only for the whole student body, but for a number of other student organizations as well, I am inclined to let my principles fall by the wayside for the moment and accept these budgets so that we can get everything solidified this year, so that next year they have a better idea of what needs to be done. And trust me, they will know that there will be a deadline next year, and if they miss it, then they cannot request funding until the mid-year process opens up for the year following. So,
any other discussion on the motion? Discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of charging Finance Committee with a DLC and PA spring budget, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion passes. Is there any other new business? New business? Oh. Parliamentarian.
As I said, I would encourage someone to charge finance with looking into this, because this should have happened in reality. So it's charged. I would encourage someone to charge them with looking into this, at least some sort of way that they can at least make sure that these deadlines are more partially done. Right.
Senator Rasmussen.
So moved.
Is there a second? Grotius seconds. Is there a discussion on the motion? Discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of charging finance with looking into creating a bylaw in regards to block budget deadlines. Oh, budget deadlines. Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? Motion passes. Is there any other new business? Co-President Timmons.
At the request of a senator who cannot be here tonight, he asked that it be entertained, or he would make it himself, but it be entertained that given the shootings at a Jewish center last night, that this body move for a motion of silence in remembrance of the victims of that. So I will yield.
Senator
I'd like to make that motion and also motion that the victims of the recent Fort Hood shootings be included in that moment of silence.
Is there a second? Senator Grotius gives the second. Discussion on the motion? Any discussion? Discussion. Okay, we move to a vote to have a minute of silence in honor of the shooting in Kansas City last night, as well as Fort
Hood.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Abstentions? Motion approved. We'll begin our minute of silence now.
So, this Thursday is the vote on the dive. I'm going to go chronologically. If you are traveling this Easter break, please be safe. Be safe if you're here as well. And next Thursday is the vote on the IR position. And the May 3rd, Saturday, take the Hill Triathlon. It's a great cause. If you have any questions, you can certainly talk to Senator Krebs or any of the other members of Epsilon Pi Alpha in the room. And I think that's all of my announcements.
Controller Bess.
So this week, Finance Committee will finish up hearing the budgets that were submitted for this year. The immediately after Easter break, we will start making recommendations. The last Monday in May, last Monday in April, there will be a small charade, skit, whatever, starring yours truly, about things to do and things not to do during our five-hour-long meetings, when we will be discussing budgets in this body. So be prepared, bring popcorn, maybe a video camera if you want to post it, so like mail army or something like that.
Senator Burkett.
Can we ask questions during this time? Or can someone yield to me? When is the breakfast with the board? Because I don't think we have a meeting before then.
April 25th. Oh,
that's a good question. April 25th, the Friday when we get back.
7:30 a.m.
7:30 a.m.
Okay. So next Friday, 7:30 a.m. Also, next week is ELT week. And so we have a ton of programming. Friday during chapel is Divest Fest. It's going to be a lot of fun. It will be like parade style, lots of singing, and there's going to be like a divorce wedding style ceremony between Gus the mascot and the fossil fuel company. Like someone dressed up as fossil fuel. And anyway, it'll be really fun. So it'll be right outside the chapel.
Senator Schrichtenberg.
All right, so this is a number of times. The tickets for the Omega Kappa Africa Jam concert have gone on sale. They're $5. All of it goes to Africa Jam. We're not taking any money from the event at all. There'll be 5 artists, 3 local rap artists from Twin Cities, and then 2 Gusties. So $5, you can get like a SaveUsTickets.com, SAO desk, or we'll be tabling. So, yeah.
Gonna be really good artists. It's gonna be awesome. Seriously, come. It's gonna be sweet. Help us get our first ever event up on its feet, and hopefully we'll get, you know, bigger and better artists later years.
We've been working on it for over a year now.
Yeah.
And it's finally come together, so please come.
We will not be having Senate on Monday. Because no one will be here. Senator Singh. Therapy Week next week on Friday, we're teaching people how, like, a bunch of different dances, and I'll be one of the teachers, so Bollywood and Bhangra, so come learn. President-elect Goldstein.
Yeah, two things. One, it's a crazy world out there. Tell your family and friends that you love them. You don't know what might happen. Another one on a similar note, I know there's a lot of bad things that we think go on at Gustavus, a lot of issues that students don't agree with, and just a lot of stuff that we have to deal with. But I also just want to let everyone know that we have pretty good here. Enjoy the friends that you have. Enjoy the faculty that you have. Thank them. Not everyone here is an enemy. We got a lot of issues to solve, but we also have a lot of things that we're doing right.
Are there any other announcements? Administrative director.
Okay. Just a reminder to work on your tax reports and also if you haven't already, please send me what you're going to
use. It's your bucket list.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to figure what. Yes, that is on my bucket list. Everyone, please. The love of tax.
Are there any other tech chair, Jensen?
His computer is a slow piece of crap.
It's not on the
phone. Oh, wait. Okay.
I'm under the impression that I'm playing some video, so.
No, it's not working. We're done. Sorry. Sorry, we got nothing.
Good.
Oh. Are there any other announcements? Senator Grosch.
Sorry. At the conclusion of D-Week on Saturday, there is Denver City Ball, and I would encourage everyone to go and purchase a ticket. Saturday the 26th. And it's, I believe it's from 6:30 to 11 in alumni. It'll be awesome if there's food. It's $10 per ticket. I yield.
Yeah.
Are there any other announcements?